I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today
on my Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we're looking up. And I've been looking up all weekend because we replaced a ceiling fan in our pergola over the weekend. And looking at that beautiful blue sky yesterday, gorgeous.
Enjoyed that. It was so neat and nice. And the style of the fan that you chose, very steampunky.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's,
do you like that? It's a little masculine thing going?
A little mechanical. People are throwing around steampunk for, well, everything that's not steampunk. That's a whole
Sort of style that they're kind of going for. But I'm talking about the sky, how blue it was, and bringing that color inside. We've got two color experts with us today to talk about, should you paint your ceiling blue, red, gold, purple?
There is a really reason they have ceiling white. Thank you.
Oh,
end of conversation. Lori Sawaya and Donna Frasca, who are color strategists, interior designers. What do you think? Let's start with you, Donna, and we're going alphabetically.
Okay.
And by the amount of times I've seen you on Google Plus. And
okay.
The fifth wall.
The fifth wall.
Use the fourth estate to break through the fifth wall. What is it in theater?
I don't know, Mark, but what's your question?
It's the fourth wall.
Go ahead.
Yeah, does it have to, I mean, give me the good and bad about painting your ceiling, treating it with color.
Well, first of all, hi, everybody. Hi, Lori. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for the invite today. Okay, the ceiling color. A lot of people are excited about ceiling color. Everybody wants color on the ceiling, but it's not a good fit for every home. Sometimes they're like, oh, Donnie, you chose this great color for my walls. I want a color on the ceiling. I'm like, okay, well, we'll get to that. We'll see if your house can even have color on the ceiling. Sometimes the ceilings are too low. Sometimes the lighting is very poor. And sometimes it's just too much for the house. So it really depends on the style of the home and the color palette of the home and the decor.
Okay, Lori, what's your initial thought on color on the ceiling? Do you go through the same kinds of things that Donna goes through with the size of the space and the lighting and everything?
Sure, all of that plays into it, but I also consider the person. Some people just don't feel comfortable with color above their head. Some people just like a white ceiling. It's kind of, I'm from Ohio, and in the Midwest, we like white on our ceiling, some color of white. So it also depends on the person.
Okay.
What about when you get into one of our favorite architectural details? And then we'll stay with you, Lori. We'll jump back to Donna. It's like we're playing catch.
Okay.
Little tennis.
Okay. All
right. One of our favorite details, the tray ceiling, where you then have two depths at the ceiling height.
Sure. What to do with that?
Yes. Do you typically leave that white or paint it?
Well, I'm currently living in El Paso, so it's a completely different style of home here. There's a lot of stucco. So those tray ceilings with multiple levels is very popular here, especially in the last 10 years. So you have two choices. You can either go with all white, a flat, and also crown molding is very popular here too, in addition to all of those levels. So the crown molding I paint in a high gloss in the same color as the ceiling white, which is flat. Or you can get creative with the color and wrap it from the wall a couple bumps up onto the ceiling and leave the middle white. I really don't recommend painting the whole thing the same color as the wall color unless you have crown molding. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's good.
That's definitely a really good strategy. But I'm thinking about, you know, one of my favorite painted ceilings that I've actually been in is
Sistine Chapel.
No. I think it's the Paris, is it the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas? It's all blue in there.
Well, it's the sky.
And they mimic the sky. And so they do that thing that that you don't know, because it's Vegas, you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime, and they, you know, give you that whole sort of surge that it is during the day, even if it's 3 a.m. or whatever in the middle of the night. You know, I love the way that blue is, and people used to always paint the ceilings of their porches that beautiful blue, too, to mimic the sky. Now, is that something that you're still seeing a lot of, Donna?
It's not so much blue, but again, people want color on the ceiling. Now, here in Charlotte, there's a lot of tray ceilings, a lot of high ceilings. The style home here is what I call the McMansion, where it's a 4,000 square foot home plus double two-story foyer and very high ceilings. So I think you even had a graphic of mine with the copper ceiling or any decorative ceiling. It's a great place to put just about any color as long as it matches your decor. However, the only two spaces that are really are definite when I design color for a home is the master bedroom, because again, the homes here have the huge tray ceiling and they're large master suites. Now, when I tell my clients, they're like, well, I'm not sure, should I keep it white? And I say, and once I say this, I bet everyone's going to paint their ceiling. I say, well, I'll tell you why you don't want it white, because look at your huge tray ceiling. To me, it's going to sound horrible, but to me, that looks like a coffin. Isn't that terrible? Sorry. So you know what? To get rid of that imagery that I just put in your mind, just put color in there. They can put color on the immediate ceiling or on the slants and just get rid of that ugly image I just put in your mind.
But that is so true, because, you know, when you're laying in bed and you're looking up, like you look up at that ceiling and you're like,
I'm dying.
No, I'm not dying, but like when you're in your living room, your dining room or wherever, and you're looking around at the different, you know, you're sitting there and you're usually looking at the vertical spaces. I mean, like, looking at the horizontal part, I think is pretty...
I think it's awesome.
I think it's really a smart idea as to, if you're thinking about painting a ceiling, why not paint your bathroom or your bedroom?
Yeah, it's a lot of space just to have white. And sometimes they, you know, it calls for a white ceiling, but very, very rarely. Now, however, there was a home that I designed color for that they needed a pale blue ceiling. Like you had mentioned about bringing the sky in. So when I did that, I actually chose white. It was, I think, Sherwin-Williams Ultra Bright White. Because sometimes when white is so white, it looks blue. If anybody lives up, you know, northeast, snow, when it's so white, it looks blue.
Yes.
So in that case, that's when I use white. And it looked so soft, nice blue. However, I do have my clients lie down on the bed so they can look at the color chip upside down the way you're going to view it on the ceiling. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, that's really smart, too. Now, I have a question. We're talking about painting the ceiling. Lori, have you ever done any kind of paint effects or stripes or anything crazy on anyone's ceiling or been asked to?
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
Oh, we had that.
Wallpaper on the ceiling. And I've worked with a couple faux finishers who have done some decorative kind of treatment, especially around a really awesome chandelier and things. So, yeah, you can put pattern on the ceiling. And I didn't have anything to do with it, but... One decorative finisher did a harlequin pattern on the ceiling, on one of those big coffered ceilings like Donna was talking about.
Whoa.
And the same color, but the two different finishes. One was high gloss and one was flat. And so that harlequin, you know, it was kind of, they didn't really want color on the ceiling, but that was another option for them to make it more interesting. Like you guys are saying, when you lay there and looking up, that was something to lay there and look up at. It was really pretty.
What about, and I'm the champion of the regular person on this show, what about the regular person, the school teacher's house, the people who are maybe doing some DIY color upgrades themselves,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't have a 38,000 square foot bedroom, and then when you add cubic footage, it's 12 million cubic feet.
Yeah.
You know, ceiling heights, you know, you got an 8 foot, maybe a 9 foot ceiling in an old house. How can a DIYer take, Lori, one of your words, a tactical approach to it so
right.
that they can get, you know, it's not their neighbor's house. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think I'm one of those regular Midwestern mom kind of people. I was definitely a white ceiling person for a very long time until I started experiencing other spaces where people had taken the wall color up onto the ceiling. And it changed my mind. It really did. What it does is when you paint the ceiling the same color as the wall color, even if it's a dark, deep color, is it erases that line of contrast between the ceiling and the wall, and it ends up making the space feel bigger, more expansive. So, you know, you think it's going to feel dark and like it's weighing down heavy on your head, and it kind of doesn't. So I would suggest that they entertain an option like that.
I really do like that because it kind of applies that rule of fashion that pretty much everybody knows about, is you don't want to cut off your leg line or anything like that. As soon as you start cutting things off, things look smaller. Then it changes the proportion and everything.
Note to self, throw away tails and shorts.
I gotta jot
that down. Hold on.
Tails with shorts?
Tails, cummerbund, Gatsby-esque bow tie. Top
hat. He's a fancy dresser.
That's some fanciness
with
right
my
there.
Short shorts.
Yes. Well, we.
But Donna, same question to you, so you can get your 2 cents in. But it's only worth a penny for your thoughts. You know, the DIYer, the regular person in sort of the regular house without these, you know, 6-inch, 12-inch crown molding features.
In the couple of minutes that we have left.
Yeah. Well, okay, quickly, dollars worth. Again, what Lori just said about the unusual angles of the home, if you have a small bathroom, for example, I'm doing my small bathroom, I take that color right up over the ceiling. Is it going to make it look smaller? Perhaps, but at least it'll be an amazing color. Now, for bonus rooms that have all those unusual angles where people are like, where do I start the color? Where do I stop it? Just paint it all one color, a nice blue or a light gray, whatever color it is, and suddenly all those angles disappear and your room looks bigger. Now, for the people who have the 9-foot ceiling and they want it kind of simple, make it plain old white, because sometimes less is more. You know, it can always be fantastic color sometimes.
Sometimes less is more.
You need the negative space.
Yeah,
I agree.
That is very true. And so this week on Color Chat, what are you guys talking about?
Countertops.
Countertops is the next topic on Color Chat. And we enjoyed spending time with you on Color Chat last week. So everybody who is watching and listening, you should go to the hashtag Color Chat and check it out. And I think we have to go to break.
We do. So thank you, Donna Frasca, for joining us. Lori Sawaya, same thing. Check them out at Color Chat. Check us out at myfixituplife.com. And watch this interview on YouTube.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Your arms are out. Why can't you fly high above red dreams?